Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Yotes, and we had a very detailed discussion in yesterday's share about how Rav Yossi quoted how his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, would in fact hold in the complicated discussion that we had in yesterday's share, but he personally doesn't hold like that. And we left off the Gemara, the conclusion of yesterday's share, that Rav Yossi doesn't hold like his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. But then the Gemara asked the question, well, maybe Rabbi Akiva holds like Rav Yossi. Why are you telling us that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like Rav Yossi? So that's what we're going to pick up the Gemara today, on the fourth line of Yotes Amud Aleph. El Rabbi Akiva, lo sovar ki Rabbi Yossi midolan. How do we know that Rabbi Akiva doesn't look Rabbi Yossi? As Rashi says, Dibra Matzah El Rabbi Akiva, Dilma Rabbi Akiva Islay Nami Kavachom de Rabbi Yossi. Maybe Rabbi Akiva, in fact, holds from the Kavachom Rabbi Yossi that we learned in yesterday's shir, and therefore, Umaitele Bahai Kavachomer, and therefore the bottom line is, if you hold that Kavachomer, then you would learn out that there is a Revi by Truma, and there's a Chamishi by Kodesh. Now, that's not the halacha. We don't find anybody that holds that there is a concept of Revi by Truma or a Chamishi by Kodesh. So therefore, we want to suggest that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold Rabbi Yossi. But how do we know that? That's the Gemara's question. El Rabbi Akiva, lo sovak Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold the Kal v'chomer that Rabbi Yossi learned in yesterday's shir, and therefore there is no concept of Revi by Truma, and there is no concept of Chamishi by Kodeshim minolan. How do we know this? So the Gemara tells us, Amalei, Rav Kahana said to Rav Ashi, right, Rav Kahana and Rav Ashi were having the discussion yesterday shir. So this Amalei is Rav Kahana continuing to respond to Rav Ashi. The reason why it must be that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore Rabbi Akiva also doesn't hold that there's a Revi by Truma and a Chamishi by Kodesh, is because the lowly Shtamei Tana, the list a Revi by Truma and Chamishi by Kodesh, because there is no Tana that holds that there is a Revi by Truma and a Chamishi by Kodesh. And you want to tell me the name of Rabbi Akiva, and you want to tell me that this is Rabbi Akiva? We don't find this any place. So Gemara says, the fact that we don't find something, is that a raya? Vanan, Gemara says, Rav Ashi would say back, Ahochi nekom v'nismoch? As Rashi points out of here, Mishum delo ashechon tana, because we don't find any place a tana that's specifically stated, like we want to suggest Rabbi Akiva says, that there's a Revi by Truma and a Chamisi by Kodshim. Is that enough to say that Rabbi Akiva less like Kal v'chomer? Because we don't have specific evidence that there is such a tana, that doesn't prove that there isn't such a tana. So Gemara says, no, I'll show you that there is, in fact, no such tana. And therefore, Rav Ashi has to go and prove that, in fact, Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like this, specifically to show a place where Rabbi Akiva says there is no Revi by Truma and Chamishi by Kodshim. And this way, we can definitively state that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like Rav Yossi's Kal v'chomer. So what happened? Nofak Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi went out. And he found Behedja, a specific place where Rashi says, the Om Rabbi Akiva Reviv Lo Chamishi, to specifically show that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold this Kal v'chomer of Yossi, and there's no way that Rabbi Akiva would hold a Reviv by Truma and a Chamishi by Kodshim. Where is that? Hodit Nan. This is a Mishnah in Chagiga. Now, the last perek in Chagiga deals with a whole number of differences between Kodshim and Truma. There are some places where there's chumras by kachim that aren't applicable to truma, and there's some places where there are chumras by truma that aren't applicable to kachim. And that's what the last parak of Chagiga talks about. And it says over there in the Mishnah, Hodetan, Hakli mitzari v'smash besocho. If you have food inside a kli. Now, normally, if you touch a solid food, let's say you touch one bread with your hand. So you're an avatoma, you make the first bread into a rishon. That bread then touches another bread that makes the second bread into a sheni. It's the whole bread that becomes a sheni, not just the part that you touched. And that touches something else that makes it into a shlishi. But if it's in a kli, hakli mitzarif is masha besocho. So let's say you have a utensil, you have a vessel that has a base kibble in it. It's a receptacle. And you have lots of different things inside of it. So it's mitzarif, all of them, as if they were all together being touched by the item that is tameh. But this only applies, the Mishnah in Chagiga tells us, this is a chumra by kachim that we don't find by truma. This is only that the kli is mitzarif, is mashe besocho, lekodesh, avolo, letruma. As Rashi says, if you have an areva arucha, you have a big trough over here that has a base kibble, uba, Ochle Kodesh, and you have inside of it various types of kachim, and they're not touching each other. Mikan, but Ochle Kodeshim Mikan, and you have other kachim in there. The Ein Nogin Zeh Bazeh, they're not touching each other. The Noga Tomei Bi Ochlin Shibirosh Echad, Ubekli Lo Noga. Now, the person whose Tomei touched one of the items of kachim in this utensil, in this Areva, he didn't touch the Kli, and he didn't touch the other food items. In this situation, he's not matami the kli, but ochel ain't matami the kli. The foods can't be matami kli. We said this many times. Afilu midrabanan. And therefore, the kli is not is going to make anything else tummy over there. Nevertheless, afilu hachi ha'ochlin shebishnei roshel tmeim shakli mitzarfen. Even the food that you did not touch, the person whose tummy touched food A, and he didn't touch food B in this trough, nevertheless, the kli is mitzarif, and it's as if he touched the other food item as well. So the tummy person only touched food item number one, but it's as if he touched food item number two, even though the kli is not tummy, he didn't touch the kli, but the kli is mitzarif. That's this chumrah. As we'll see, it's a chumrah de rabbanon, according to this opinion, that the kli is mitzarev, everything that's inside of it. This is only, however, l'kodesh of a lola truma. Now, v'arevi, the second statement that was made in this Mishnah, v'arevi b'kodesh pasul, it here specifically states that the end of kachim is a revi. There is no chamishi. So this Tana in this Mishnah clearly holds that kachim end by revi. It's called pasul, means it can't transmit it further. And the truma, Hashlishi b'truma. And in regards to truma, the end step in the line is that truma can only go to a shlishi. It's called pasul, it can't transmit it further. Now, the Tana, this Mishnah, we don't know yet, is Rabbi Akiva. But this Tana clearly holds that there's no revi by truma and there's no chamishi by kachin. And now, along comes the Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Chiya bar Abba says the name Rav Yochanan. On this Mishnah, may a do so Rabbi Akiva, Mishnish Mishnah Zu. This Mishnah was taught by Rabbi Akiva as being accurate and correct. And therefore, this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva is essentially stating definitively, this is what Rav Ashi Doch, he went out and he found, that in fact, Doch vi Ashkach, he found this statement that Rabbi Akiva holds in our Mishnah that we're bringing here from Chagiga is correct, that there's only Revi by Kachim, no Chamishi. There's only Shlishi by Truma and no Revi. How did he get this? Now, the Gersa that we have is Ditanya. But on the side, it says it should be Ditnan. This is actually a different Mishnah. This is one of the Mishnayos in Edios, where it says, Hosef Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva added on to this Mishnah in Chagiga the following. And he said that in addition to regular food items inside this areva, inside this trough, inside this kli with a base kibble, that if you're mitami one, you automatically mitami all the others because of the tziruf, the kli is mitzarif them, so he added on for even non-food items. He says, hasoles, flour of kachim, vaktores, ketores is the incense, that's not an edible thing, halavona, that's the frankincense, that's not an edible thing, vagecholim, and the coals, that's also not an edible thing. So he added on all of these items over here as also being able to be mitzarif by this areva, by this kli, and she'im nagat tful yom b'mitzosan, pasul as kulin. And if a tful yom, who has the status of a sheni, touches any one of these items, so then all of them become tummy, even though he's not able, the tful yom can't be mitami the kli, and he's only touching one of these items, the solus, the ketores, the lavona, or the gecholim. Nevertheless, all the other solus, all the other ketores, all the other lavona, all the other gecholim are also going to become tummy. Now, this is said over the name of Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva clearly is the author or in accord with the opinion in Chagiga, which qualifies and says Truma only goes to a shlishi level and kachim only goes to a revi level. Ha! Huh. Ergo, Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold from the Kavu Chomer from yesterday of Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Akiva cannot say that there's a Revi by Truma and a Chamishi by Kachim. Therefore, the Gemara states, Revi in, Chamishi lo. Shlishi in, Revi lo. As I just said, this is definitive proof. Doch v'yashkach, Rav Ashi found this Mishnah and this Mishnah in Chagiga, as well as this Mishnah in Edios, that clearly show that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. Karash Malan, we finish off this entire sugya from yesterday's shir as to Rabbi Akiva not holding Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi not holding like Rabbi Akiva. And by the way, this also concludes this entire sugya of Rechinina Skara Kohanim that we started on Daf Yud Dalet, a beautiful, albeit quite difficult sugya. Just one last thing, the Gemara is going to add on to this final discussion, and it says, Alma kisavar tziruf d'rabbanan. We see that when Rav Yochanan brought this down, this statement was brought down, Rav Chiya bar Abba, in the name of Rav Yochanan, brought this Mishnah down from Rabbi Akiva to show that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like Rav Yossi. So this, clearly, this tziruf was only on a d'rabbanan level, because, as Rashi points out, all of these things here, the Lavona and the Gecholim, they're not considered Ochlin, and they're only able to be Mekabel Tumah because of Chibas HaKodesh. Normally, in edible things aren't makabel tumah. They're not kalim, and they're not food, so they're normally not makabel tumah. So here they're able to be makabel tumah michibas hakodesh. The fact that there's a holiness to them, that they're in the kodesh, so it gives them a certain capability of accepting tumah. But this is all on a derabbanan level, according to Rav Yochanan Shita, Rav Chiya bar Abba, Omer Rav Yochanan. So just like the items here, the Lavona and the Gecholim, aren't food items, and they can accept Tumah, albeit Midrabanan, so this entire concept of Tziruf is only Midrabanan. That's what Rav Chiya bar Abba, Omer Rav Yochanan said. But, Upliga the Rav Chanan, this argues with the Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan said that this concept of Tziruf is actually Din Daraisa, the Omer Tziruf Daraisa, and he bases it on not the drushes that we just said, that Rav Yochanan brought down, but based upon the following drush on the Pasuk, Shinemar, Kaf Achas, Asor Zohom Leokitores. This is the laning for Hanukkah. We're going to go through this a lot quite this week in Yitz Hashem with the laning of Hanukkah, and it tells us there that the kaf, the ladle, that was a certain weight, it was Asor Zohov, and it was filled up with Ketores. So it had this certain ladle that was filled up with Ketores. And the word achas is unnecessary. Hakosav also called Mashe b'kaf achas. So why does it say kaf achas? It could have just said kaf, asar zahav. Kaf is singular. I would have known it's one. The fact that it says achas teaches me this din of tziruf, that even though you only touched one piece of it, everything else in there is also on the same level. It doesn't go from a rishon to a sheni to a shlishi, but it all has the same level. Whatever you touched the first piece, that status is given to all the other items in the kav. This concept of tziruf, according to Rabbi Chanan, is a din daraisa, based upon the laning that we're going to have this week from Parshas Naso in the Hanukkah laning. Now we go, the Mishnah says, Tan Hossam, we learned in the Mishnah, this Mishnah is also from Edios, and it tells us the following halacha. It says, a machat shenim seis b'basar, if you find a machat is a needle that you find inside the boss of an animal that was shechted, so you're dealing here with kochim, you're dealing here with karbanos, she says, shasakin, the knife that you shechted this animal with, you don't have to be concerned that it maybe came into contact with this machat, and the machat is tame, that the knife therefore should become tame, you don't have to be concerned about that. Shasakin, vayadayim, and your hands as well, you don't have to be concerned that you touched the machat with your hands, tahoros. Both the knife and your hands are considered tahorim. Not a problem. However, the basar of this carbon is tame. The basar does become tame because it came into contact with the machat. We'll have to explain why your sakin and your yadayim are tahoros, whereas the basar is tame. And then the Mishnah concludes and it says, however, nimtzeis ba'peresh, if you found in the intestinal tract, you found the needle inside the waist, the excrement inside the intestines, not in the basar, not in the muscle, not in the meat of the animal, but in the intestines of the animal, inside the excrement of the animal, then hakol tor. Then not only are the sakin and the yadayim toros, but even the basar is tahar in that situation. That's the Mishnah in Edios. On that Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva said, Zochinu, Baruch Hashem, it's a great thing, Shein Tumas Yadayim B'Mikdosh. We learn from here that there is no concept of Tumas Yadayim in the Beis HaMikdosh area, in the Azara area, because from the fact that this person may have touched the Macha, yet we don't give him any Tumah, so therefore, Baruch Hashem, Zochinu, Shein Tumas Yadayim B'Mikdosh. There is no concept of Tumas Yadayim in the Beis HaMikdosh. Now we turn to the Omid Beis. And we say, B'neimo, she'ein tumas yadayim v'keil b'mikdosh. Why did Rabbi Kiva only say, Baruch Hashem, there's no tumas yadayim in the Beis HaMikdosh? We also said in this Mishnah that the sakin is not tummy. So he should have said, Baruch Hashem, that there's no tumas yadayim and there's no tumas keilim. The sakin doesn't become tummy in the Beis HaMikdosh as well. Why did Rabbi Kiva only limit his comments to saying that, Baruch Hashem, there's no tumas yadayim in the Beis HaMikdosh? He should have said, Baruch Hashem, there's no tumas yadayim and no tumas keilim in the Beis HaMikdosh. Out of Sofik. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. So Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav says, others say Vitema Rav Yosi Ruchanina, whichever one of these man the Omer said it, Rav Yudam Rav or Rav Yosi Ruchanina, they said Yodayim Kodem Gzeres Kalim Nishnu. The Gzera on the Yodayim was actually before the Gzera on the Kalim. The Gzera on the Yodayim goes all the way back to Shlomo HaMelech. And the Gzera on the Kalim, that was 1,000 years later. That was many, many years later in the time period of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, as we'll see. They went up to the attic. Rashi's going to remind us, the Gemara in Shabbos, that they went up on a certain day to the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiah ben Goron. And this was something that we learned in the Gemara in Shabbos in Yitzios HaShabbos. And the parak there, that it says, Elu postlin as a truma. The following things are postal truma. So therefore, they said that this Gezeira on the Adayim preceded the Gezeira on the Kalim, which was only much later on, and that's why Rabbi Kiva only mentioned the Gezeira on the Adayim. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, that's not true. V'tavayu bo b'yom gozru. No, when they went up to the attic of Chananya, Mechizkiv, and Garon, they also made the Gezeira on the Adayim. The Tumah of the Adayim for Truma did not apply in the Beis HaMikdash. They applied it every place else, but not in the Beis HaMikdash. Bo b'yom, they also did it for the following things. As Mishnah there tells us, Ditnan, we have a Mishnah in Zovim, which was discussed on that day, Ditnan, HaSefer, a Sefer Torah, or other of the Tanakh Svarim that have Tumah that was rabbinically given to the parchment itself, because people would then put their truma next to the parchment and say, this is holy, and then the mice would come and eat the truma, and they'd also eat the Sifrei Torah. So therefore, they go there, a tumas yadayim on the Sifrei Torah, vayadayim, vatfu yom, and also a tfu yom, a person who had tuma sheretz, let's say, and then he went to the mikvah, and he has to wait till nightfall, so he's not allowed to go and eat truma until nightfall. And va'ochlin va'kelim shenit b'mashkim. And likewise, the rabbis gave tuma over here to ochlin and kelim that had come into contact with mashkin. They made all of these like they were a sheni. So the sefer, the yodayim, and the ochlin and the kelim that came into contact with mashkin that we gave midrabanan the status of being a rishon. So therefore, in this situation, they were all enacted, Rava said, on the same day in the attic of Chananya Bechizkiya. So this teretz that we gave to Rabbi Akiva, that his Yodayim Kodim Zeres Kalim Nishtu, is incorrect. So then how come Rabbi Akiva did not mention the Tumah of Baruch Hashem, that we don't have Tumas Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash? Why did they only say that we have no Tumas Yodayim in the Beis HaMikdash? So El Amar Rava, so Rava, who had found the problem with the teretz that reviewed Amar Rav, or Rav Yosef Rav Chinin said, so he brings down the teretz as follows. Hanach L'Tumas Sakin. Don't go and say that we're talking here about Tumas Sakin. Because, you know why? Tumas Sakin can't apply. There is no concern of Tumas Sakin, because how would the Sakin have gotten Tomei from the Machat? Dafilu b'chulin nami lo metame. Because a Keli can't be metame a Keli by chulin, so it certainly can't be metame it by kochim. Hai Sakin do not give you my. What did the Sakin come into contact with that we could even have a Havamid to say that the Sakin should be Tomei? The Rabbi Kivich should say, Baruch Hashem, that the rabbis would go, that there's no Tumas Sakin in the Beis HaMikdash. Hai Sakin do not give you my. What did it touch? Ilema do not give you boss. If you're telling me that the Sakin touched the boss, or ain't all Chamatamikli. But we all know the famous rule that Adam and Kalim can only be Metame from an Avatuma. They can't be Metame from Ochlin. So therefore, there's no way that the basar, the ochel, there's no liquid, Rashi points out, so liquids can be metame ekli, but solid ochlin cannot be metame ekli. So therefore, what could have happened over here? What could the sakin have touched? It only could have touched the basar, and the basar doesn't have the ability to be metame the sakin. Are you going to tell me that the sakin actually touched the machet itself? Also no problem. A kli is not able to even tell me a kli. So therefore, Rabbi says, that's why Rabbi Kiva didn't say, Baruch Hashem, that there's no tumas kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, and only Baruch Hashem, that there was no tumas yadayim nigzar on the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Gemara discusses what exactly was the potential for tumah in this machet that we have to say that there is no tumah of yadayim or kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. Hai machet mayavidite. What exactly happened with this machet? If you're going to tell me inema sofek machet, if you're going to tell me that maybe the machet was tomei, maybe the machat was not tomei, it's a sofik whether this machat was tomei or not. So the rule is, va'idma, we learn that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, both of these samaraim, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, said, Chadamar lo gozu al sofik karokim yushalayim. We don't know which one said which, but one of them said that the rabbis never made a gezeira on spittle, on roke, in Yerushalayim. In other words, there's always a concern that the roke, the spittle, came from a person who is a zov or a zova, let's say, and therefore this roke would have the status of being capable of being matame. So when you find stam roke in Yerushalayim, the halach is we don't have to be concerned that it came from the person who could possibly be matame, like a zov or nida. Their roke is an avatuma. So here, we don't have to be concerned about that. That's what the halacha tells us, that lo gozu al sofei karokim yushalayim. That's charomar. The other one said, charomar, lo gozu al sofei kakelim shib yushalayim. The other opinion was, we again, either Rabbi Lazar or Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, that said that you don't have to be concerned about kelim that you find in Yerushalayim, you don't have to be concerned that they're tamei. So in both of these situations where there's a sofik what this roke is, or a sofik what the keli is, so both of these amarayim, we don't know which one said which, they said that you don't have to be concerned. So therefore, based upon this, it says you don't have to be concerned about the kelim. So e nema safik machat, what type of machat are we talking about? Hay machat mayavidite. So I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav. So Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav tells us, kigon sha'avdelo machat teme meis. Oh, if you're dealing over here with a machat that had come into contact with a mace, so now that machat is an avatuma, and in this way it could contaminate the kli, and therefore, v'hikira babosar, and you see this avatuma, this machat, achar hareko cholol, and you see this inside the basar, so in this situation, it would be able to be metame the basar, and that's why it tells us that it could be metame the basar. Now, Gemara is going to ask in a few moments, so then in that situation, it should also be able to be metame both the keli, and it should be able to be metame the hands. So why is it not capable to be metame if we're dealing with an avatuma? But in any event, that's what we're talking about here, that it can be metame the basar because it's an avatuma. That's the first teretz of Yudam Arab. The second teretz of Yosef Rabbi Ovin Omar, he says that the teretz is as follows. They were dealing over here with a muzzled cow. So when you find something in Yerushalayim, you don't have to be concerned. That's what the rabbis who goes here. But this cow, as soon as it reached the walls of Yerushalayim, they put a muzzle on it, they put a chasum on it, they muzzled it. It's a parah chasuma, and therefore, anything that they would find inside of it, it could not have picked up, it did not eat it in Yerushalayim. It must have gotten it beforehand. And the rabbis were gozer on this machat, but before it came to Yerushalayim, that's how the basar became tameh. So again, we have two teirutzim over here. The Yudam Rav says that you're dealing with an avatuma, and therefore there is a concern that it could be metame the basar. We'll have to explain why it's not a concern though, metame the yadayim or the kelim. Or you're dealing with the Yosef Ravavin that says, no, we're dealing over here now with something that's an avatuma, but it was tameh before it entered into Yerushalayim. And therefore, it can be metame the basar, but it can't be metame the kelim or the yadayim. It's not metame the sakin. So now we go back and analyze this. So Gufa, we just said, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, one of them said, this is just repeating, the Gufa, just repeating what we just said. Now both of these statements are made by Amorayim. Both Rabbi Elazar is an Amora, and Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina is an Amora, so they wouldn't make a statement that can be found in the Tanoic literature. So more questions is, and says, Rokin Tanina and Kalim Tanina. We find both of these statements are found in Tanoic statements, so why in the world are Amorayim just repeating, without acknowledging where the source is, a Tanoic statement? That's not normally the way that it is. The Amorayim would not say something that was found in a Tanoic statement as if it was their own. So the Gemara says, where do we find it? Rokin Tanina and Kalim Tanina. So Rokin Tanina, we find in the Mishnayis, it tells us that rok of a zav or a zava or a nida is going to be metame as an avatuma, but we don't have to be concerned about it in Yerushalayim. So where is that found? That's a Mishnah in Shkolim. It says over there, kol rokin hanin soim Yerushalayim tahorim, that as opposed to normally you'd have to be concerned about rok from a zav or a nida, that it could be metame, but when you find it in Yerushalayim, you don't have to be concerned, except in one place, chutz mishal shuka elyon, because in the shuka elyon, that's where they would hang out, that's where the zava and the nidas would go and hang out. As Rashi says, shama yu miskapsin tmeim, that's where the tmeim people would go. Shalola tamei shavireim, that's where they would all stay, because they were all tamei there. It's like isolation from COVID. They put all the people in isolation on the same units. So should not go and contaminate somebody else. So too, with all the tmeim, they should put them in the same area. In the shuka elyon, they shouldn't go and contaminate other people. So therefore, that's what we have this tanoic statement that says, in Yerushalayim, you don't have this concern of the rok and tamei. So why is an amora telling me the same thing that we find in the Mishnah Shkolim? So Gemara says, no, that's not a problem. Lo tzricha, you needed to tell me the Amora, in addition to what we learned in the Mishnah in Shkolim, afogav this chazik zov. So that's to tell us, if I just had the Mishnah in Shkolim, I would have said, okay, that's when you don't have the zov, or the zava, or the nida, going around in the rest of Yerushalayim, the Roman Shukalyam. But what happens if we saw a zov, or a nida, walking through the rest of Yerushalayim? Then maybe you would have to be concerned. Along comes the Amora to say, no, lo gozu al safek arokim shirushalayim. Period. Across the board, they weren't gozer. So the Amora is adding on to what we have in the Mishnah, therefore the Amora's comments are appropriate. Second problem, Kalim Tinino, we learned in the Kalim the same thing. It says in the Mishnah that not. This is a Mishnah in Shkolim as well. Kol HaKelim on Yitzom Yerushalayim. If you find Kelim in Yerushalayim, now, if you find them Derech Yerida LeBeis HaTefila, if you find them on the road that's going down to the mikvah, so then you have to assume that these are Tomei Dika Kelim and they're bringing them to the mikvah to be Matar. So Kelim that are found on the road, that's entranceway into the mikvah, they are Tomei. But every place else, or the Alma, the rest of Yerushalayim, Tahorim. One has the right to say that they're Tahorim. So you see the Mishnah tells us that Kelim and Yerushalayim are not Tomei. So why is this Amori, either Rav Elazar or Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina, telling us this thing that it said the Feirish in the Mishnah? The Amorayim knew all the Mishnayis. So Gemara says, "Utamech, what? And according to you, you don't have a problem? You still have a problem. Keep on reading that Mishnah. It says at the end of that Mishnah, Ema Seifa, it says, Derech Aliyah Torah, if you find Kalim that are leaving the mikvah, on the road leaving the mikvah, so then you assume that they're Torah. Now the implication of that is, Hodi Alma, if you find the Kalim anyplace else, Temeim. So the implication of the Reisha, the implication of the Seifa, the exact opposite. The Reisha says, if you find them on the way to the mikvah, so then they're Tameh, implying every place else is Tar. But then the Seifa says, if you find them leaving the mikvah, so then they're Tar, implying that everything else is Tameh. So the two implications of the Mishnah in Shkolim are opposite of each other. So what exactly is correct? El Reisha Dafka. You're right, the Reisha was specific, and it tells us that if you find Kalim on the way to the mikvah, so those Kalim are Tameh, but all the other Kalim, the Alma, the rest of Yishlaim, are in fact Tar. That's the correct implication. What does the Sefer mean then? The Reisha is Dafka, the Sefer Lav Dafka. The Sefer is not specific. The Sefer is talking about a specific situation, and only in that situation do you assume that they're Tameh. What is that situation? Ulafuke Gaziyoso. It's excluding the Gaziyoso. What are the Gaziyoso? So Rashi in the Dibra Maskul, the Taimech, tells us, Lafuke Gaziyoso, these are Mavos Kitan, and these are narrow roads, narrow thoroughfares, show you samuch l'derech yirida ve'aliyah. They were near the mikvah. They could be on the paths to the mikvah or on the paths leaving the mikvah. Upamim show yardim derech osen mavos upamim olin. Sometimes they're used to enter the mikvah and sometimes they're used to leave the mikvah. And here, if you find them on these paths, v'hano t'meim misofek, here you have to be concerned. Because the default position, the chazak, is that they were definitely tummy at one point in time, and now you're not sure. Did you find them on the way to the mikvah or leaving the mikvah? If you found them on the way to the mikvah, they're still tummy. If you found them leaving for the mikvah, then they're tar. So how you sofik naflu b'yirida, sofik baliyah. Here we don't know when they fell down. So on these giziyasa, which are these narrow thoroughfares that are either going to or from the mikvah, misafke lo nafke mitumah. You can't, out of the sofek, remove their tumah status. Avo the rest of Yushalayim. The rest of Yushalayim is the Alma. Avo shar kelim. Sofek nit mu sofek lo nit nu. Lo gazro le misafek. That's what you need the Amora to come to tell me. That's how to read the Mishnah. The Mishnah's implications, the Reish and the Sefer seem to be opposite implications. So the Amora is coming to tell us what the right implication is from the Mishnah. That's why we need the statements of Rios Ruchanina and Rabbi Elazar. Nadigmor says, that works out great according to the opinion of Yossi Berabi Ovin, who said, Kagon Shai Sopara Chasuma Uba Michutz Yushalayim. But according to Rav, Ulrav, the Omer, Kagon Shavda Lo Machat Tomei Meis, that we're dealing here with a Machat that's an Avatumah, the Hikiru of a Basar, and you recognize that Machat in the Basar. So that's why the Basar becomes Tomei. So we said before, Kivin Dov Amar, Bechalal Cherev Harei Kucholol, so then it makes it into an Avatumah, so then not, why are you saying it's only Matami the Basar? So this is the question that I had before. Are the Mekalim not only Tami? It should be Matami the hands of the person. It should be Tami the Sakin as well. If it's an Avatumah, so then it's a problem. According to the opinion of Rav Yosef Rav Ovin, it's not a problem. He's not talking about an Avatumah. But here, according to Rav, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, that we're talking about an Avatumah, this Machat is like an Avatumah, so it has the ability to be Matami the Basar, but it also has the ability to be Matami the hands and the Sakin. So what's going on? So Ravashi would say, you know, Zoso Meris, this comes to teach us another rule. Azara, the status of the Azara in Halacha is its status is as a Rishus HaRabim. It has a Halachic status of being Rishus HaRabim. Now, this is not in regards to Ilchus Shabbos. This is in regards to Ilchus Tum and Tara. V'havale Sofik Tum and Rishus HaRabim. We have a famous rule. This rule based upon the dealings with the Sota. We learn out these rules from Sota. And it says that a Sofik Tum and Rishus HaRabim, if you, in fact, have a question of something, and this question is a sofik, is it tomei, is it tar? And it occurs in Rishus HaRabim, chok sofik tumah Rishus HaRabim, sveiko tar. Oh, so this machat is a sofik, is it tomei or is it not tomei? Did it touch the basar? Did it touch the keli? Did it touch the sakin? Did it touch the hands? So in the situation where it's a sofik tumah Rishus HaRabim, you get to go lahakel. Now, it's inside the basar, so therefore, it obviously touched the basar. So you can't say over here that it's a sofek. But in the situation with the sakin or with the hands, it's a sofek. And that's why, in this situation, sveiko tohar. Where it says, but wait a second, har b'shus hayachid, that implies sveiko tamehu, that this had been the status of Rishus HaYachid, the Azar had been given the status of Rishus HaYachid, then it would be sveiko tameh. But that's not true. Michtei, what's the halacha? Hey, machat, this machat is something that we call a davar she'ein bo das lishoilu. It's an inanimate object. You can't ask it, did you touch or did you not touch? As opposed to a person, you can ask, did you touch it or did you not touch it? So even if they don't know, but you can ask them. But this machat, you can't ask. And we have another rule in regards to tumah. The chol davar she'ein bo das lishoilu, when you're dealing with something that doesn't have the ability to be asked the question, it's an inanimate object, bein b'rishus ha'rabim, bein b'rishus ha'yochid. Here we don't apply the rule, sofik tumah b'rishus ha'rabim is tar, sofik tumah b'rishus ha'yochid is tameh. Here we say no. If it's something that's a davar she'ein bo das lishol, bein b'rishus ha'rabim, bein b'rishus ha'yochid, sveik o tar. We say in this situation that the suffix is tar. So how can you learn out Rav Ashi, this teacher of Zos Omeris, Azor Rishus Harabim, he, you can't learn that out. Because this should be, whether the Azor is Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim, it should be Sveik Otar. So you have a problem with your teretz. So the Gemara says, no. Mishum Davi Sofik Tum HaBobi De Adam. No, even though it's a Dover She'eni Chol Shol, it's still a Sofik, however, that came via a person. How did this Sakin touch the Sach, the Machat or not? That was due to a person. A person was holding the sakin. The question is, did he touch the machat or did he not touch the machat? And therefore, mishum the heavy sofik tumah habor b'dei adam. Oh, then we apply our general rule. The amar adam sofik tumah habor b'dei adam. A tumah that comes via a person. We turn to the amar aleph nishal in oleha. You have to ask about it. This becomes a sofik. As Rashi says, we have top Rashi. Kol machashvina lo l'tamei osa. We have to be concerned over here that it's betame ki ilu yesh ba das lishol, as if it had das lishol. And then in this situation, it's a shayla. Alternatively, Rashi says, "Losh lasher nishal in the basin." You have to go ask a shayla to basin. Matel of what is halacha? And Rashi says, "Vezu ikar." He prefers this pshat. He says this is the correct pshat. He says, "Nishalim aleh ba'alim you nishalim bal karchon bishvila lebasin matel." The basin has to be asked. The balim have to be forced to go to the basin and say, "What is the halachic answer in this situation?" And therefore, the Gemara continues, and it says, "Afilu b'kli amunach agabe karka." Even if you're dealing with something that's lying on the ground, so technically, did you touch it or not, has nothing to do with a person controlling it. It has the halachic status kedavar sheish bo das lishol, since it could be asked in theory. So therefore, in the situation where you have the sakin in the azara, if the azara was a rishus hayachid, then we're in paskin sofek tuma rishus hayachid is in fact going to be tamei. But since it's a davar holy shol, but the rule is, if it's a davar she'eino chol lishol, but it's a safek tumah b'rishus ha'rabim, then we can paskin l'kula. And that explains why, even though this machat, according to Rav, is av tumah, and theoretically should be able to be matame, the sakin, the reason why it's not masakin is because Rav Ashi said, Zos Omeris, this comes to teach us that the azara has the status of being a rishus ha'rabim, and even though it's a davar she'eish bo das lishol, the rule is that a davar she'eish bo das lishol, if it's a safek tumah b'rishus ha'rabim, sveiko Tahar. We get to go Latar. That's a difficult shir again today. Baruch Hashem, I hope it was clear and people can understand it. It's certainly kedai to listen to it again and chazer it over. With this, we conclude today's shir.